Welcome to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation. Welcome back to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we explore how Web3 is rewriting the success rules of the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith, and today we're diving into rule number 10, the universal equation, the ultimate tool for reasoning, problem solving, and shaping the future.
What if I told you that the most powerful force shaping our future isn't artificial intelligence or quantum computing, but rather a simple set of if-then statements? The universal equation is revolutionizing everything from hip-hop production to blockchain technology, and it's changing how we solve problems in ways we never imagined.
Exactly. And let me break it down further for you. At its core, the universal equation is about taking complex systems and reducing them to basic algorithmic patterns. Do you know how blockchain developers create smart contracts? They're using the exact same principles that musicians use when composing. It's all about patterns, iteration, and feedback loops.
That reminds me of how DAOs are structured. These organizations are essentially running on collaborative algorithms, where every decision follows this pattern of, if enough members vote yes, then execute this action.
Exactly. And here's what's really mind-blowing. According to recent studies, over 80% of successful Web3 projects rely on these iterative feedback loops for their development. It's like they're building digital organisms that can evolve and adapt based on community input.
So how does this translate to real-world applications? I'm particularly curious about the solution economy.
Okay. Let's look at some concrete examples. NFTs solution artists who implement adaptive pricing mechanisms based on market feedback have seen an average of 3.5% higher returns compared to those using fixed pricing. It's all about using these if-then statements to respond to market conditions in real time.
That's such an interesting parallel, especially when you consider how both traditional artists and Web3 creators are using these principles to build sustainable careers.
And here's what's really fascinating. At the new American Culture Exchange, we are seeing this pattern repeat across different industries. For instance, DeFi protocols using adaptive risk management algorithms have reduced default rates by up to 60% compared to traditional lending systems. It's all about creating systems that can learn, solve, and adjust.
Do you know what really strikes me about this? The way these patterns are democratizing innovation. You don't need a PhD in computer science to understand and implement these principles for solutions.
Right.
And that's why we're seeing such explosive growth in community-driven projects. According to recent data, Web3 projects with strong community governance mechanisms have shown 2.4% better retention rates than those with traditional management structures. To get involved, go to the New American Culture Exchange, NACE.com, or disrupthiphop.com for more information.
The way you're describing it makes me think about how this applies to creative processes in general. Artists have always used iteration and feedback loops. Now, Web3 tools make this process more explicit and measurable. And the solution is artists has a revenue model. Exciting.
Exactly. And let me share something surprising. Studies show that hip-hop producers who use data analytics to inform their creative decisions are 40% more likely to create viral hits. It's the same principle as smart contracts. If certain conditions are met, then specific actions follow.
That's fascinating how these principles cross over between creative and technical fields.
And what's really exciting is how this is scaling up to solve more significant problems. We're seeing Web3 projects tackling climate change using these same principles. If carbon credits are verified, then automatic payments are released. These systems processed over $2 billion in environmental impact investments last year alone.
Well, that really shows the potential that solutionist artists have and the impact they can have, not only on the communities they serve, but also on the generational wealth created when you combine these systematic approaches with real-world challenges.
Our analysts predict that projects built on these adaptive principles will capture over 30% of the total Web3 market cap by 2030. It's not just about technology. It's about creating systems that can evolve, solve, and improve over time.
That really brings it all together, showing how these fundamental principles can help us build a better future, one iteration at a time.
And that's really what matters. Whether you're a solutionist artist, developer, or entrepreneur, understanding and applying the universal equation gives you the tools to create systems that can adapt and thrive in an increasingly complex world. The future isn't just about technology. It's about how we use these principles to solve problems and create value.
And it's encouraging to see how these ideas are being adopted across different fields and communities. And it suggests that the New American Culture Exchange is moving in the right direction towards a more collaborative and iterative future for us all.
This final episode is the culmination of an incredible journey. By exploring the equations through the lens of Web3, we're shining a light on one of the most powerful tools for problem solving and innovation in the 21st century. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith, and it's been an honor. Reach out to us here at the New American Culture Exchange. NACE.com or disrupthiphop.com, and we'll navigate the future together.
Welcome to the New American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop
to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.